next on the 5 o'clock report.
Planes are full, absolutely full.
I'll be spending it with my family, probably outside in the backyard.
His administration needs to be looking over the horizon.
They love creating this state of fear.
When they arrived, they had no chance.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Mark Webster.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road.
Yeah, about 42 million Americans back on the road again today, in stronger numbers than the last 4th of July weekend, thanks to the easing of the pandemic. Gas prices, of course, haven't eased, but that doesn't seem to be keeping folks from hitting the highway.
Going to friends' houses in Connecticut.
I think I'll be spending it with my family, probably outside in the backyard.
You know, maybe the backyard guy has the right idea. For many, it would beat sitting in an airport right now like these folks.
Planes are full. Absolutely full.
I'm giving both flights 50-50 odds right now.
So we're expecting to have some troubles. We'll just roll with the punches.
Yeah, kind of expect the worst and hope for the best.
That's about all a lot of flyers can do right now, with hundreds of delayed or canceled flights again today.
They were ramping up as quickly as they could after months of decline from the pandemic, and it's just turned out to be the perfect storm.
Paul Hartshorn with the Association of Professional Flight Attendants, who says the demand for flights rebounded quickly after COVID, and the airline industry just hasn't been able to keep up. President Biden set off some early 4th of July fireworks in Madrid yesterday, accusing the U.S. Supreme Court of outrageous behavior by reversing abortion rights. Talking with pre-selected reporters after a NATO summit, Biden accused the High Court's conservative majority of destabilizing America and jeopardizing privacy rights. Biden shocked some then by flip-flopping on the sanctity of filibuster use in the U.S. Senate, saying it would be okay to circumvent it to codify Roe v. Wade. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Glenn Thompson tells Family Life News such a move could well blow up like an M80 right in the Democrats' faces.
I believe Republicans are going to take back the majority, certainly in the House and I think in the Senate. So for him to set a precedent of ending the filibuster, his administration needs to be looking over the horizon of the implications of what he's doing.
Senators Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, both on the record, opposed to ending the filibuster in order to ram through new abortion rights legislation. Republican Ron Johnson of Wisconsin says the Democratic strategy here is painfully obvious.
They love creating this state of fear. They did it in the pandemic. They've been doing it for years now with climate change. And they create this state of fear so that they can be the ones to solve the problem. In the case of the EPA, they like the authority, they love the power, and they just grab more power.
Now to Kentucky, where two deputies are dead and several others injured after a shooting in eastern Kentucky. Floyd County Sheriff John Hunt says deputies were attempting to serve a warrant Thursday night when they were greeted by a hail of bullets.
They encountered just what I told you, pure hail. When they arrived, they had no chance.
The suspect opened fire when they responded. Now is in custody. Governor Andy Beshear tweeted he's asking everyone to hold Floyd County in their prayers. Federal officials with the ATF are on the ground assisting local authorities. Could the tide be about to turn in Ukraine? Retired General Jack Keane tells Fox News that the opportunity is there, at least on paper.
The commitments and rhetoric are there. Will the commitments be real and in a timely manner with the weapons and ammunition that the Ukrainians need? It's going to be a major test, I believe, of NATO and the international community to be able to help Zelensky get territory back.
Keane says Russian forces are going to have to pause soon to lick their wounds and regroup after suffering heavy losses of men and material in accumulating the gains that they've made so far in Ukraine. Back on the home front, it turns out the U.S. may already be in a recession. According to the Atlanta Federal Reserve, GDP now shows that the nation's gross domestic product could fall by 1% in the quarter that just ended. That would meet the technical meaning of a recession when it's combined with GDP falling by 1.6% in the first quarter.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Lee Greenwood's epic, Proud to Be an American, might be getting less play these days, at least if a new poll has it right. That study asked registered voters the question, are you proud of your country today? Just 39% said yes. That's down 12 points from the last time they asked the question 5 years ago, down 30 points since 2011. While the question has only been asked 4 times, it marks the first time that a majority of Americans feel disappointed in their country. 56% said they are not proud of America right now. That number was just 28% 11 years ago. Sobering numbers on an Independence Day weekend. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, the latest on the stalled Pennsylvania budget, New York State rebuffs a crypto mining operation in the Finger Lakes, and real-life Jumanji in western New York.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Our call for tonight is mainly cloudy and humid. Showers and thunderstorms across the area, some with local downpours, hit and miss, low temps 60s and low 70s. Showers and storms push south of the region during the day tomorrow and from north to south. Clouds give way to some sunshine with lowering humidity and high temperatures near 80. Sunday and for Monday the 4th, plenty of sunshine and pleasant with high temperatures both days ranging from the middle 70s to the middle 80s.
All right. Thank you very much, Kevin Williams. We'll check in again with you in just a few minutes. But right now, we'll look at the stories making news where you live across New York State and Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has plenty of money, but what it doesn't have right now is a current state budget to spend it with. A midnight deadline to put a new one in place came and went overnight as negotiators for Democratic Governor Tom Wolf and Republican legislators continued haggling over the details of the $42 billion spending plan. Few details about those negotiations have leaked out from behind closed doors, but key issues appear to be centered on education spending and election-related legislation. Lawmakers appear likely to be working overtime during the holiday weekend to try to get a deal done. The bell has tolled for the Wolf administration's plans to add tolls to several Pennsylvania bridges. We get that story from Family Life's Greg Gillespie.
The Pennsylvania Department of Transportation had planned to put toll booths on 9 major bridges in the state, charging drivers who cross those rivers to use the revenue to pay for much-needed maintenance. The issue of bridge repair is significant and widespread, as nationally, 40% of bridges are more than 50 years old, and 8% of bridges are described as deficient or in poor condition. However, the new ruling from the Commonwealth Court blocked those bridge tolls. The court did not disagree with the need for bridge repair and replacement, but ruled that DOT officials proposed the tolls without authority from the legislature and without following the department's own procedures. Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.
Well, one man who won't be working this weekend is Democratic U.S. Senate candidate John Fetterman, still sidelined by a stroke he suffered in May. July 4th parades and community picnics are traditional vote-rich territory for politicians of all stripes, perhaps even more important now in a hotly contested race that could decide the balance of power in the evenly divided Senate. Although his campaign says Fetterman, Pennsylvania's 52-year-old lieutenant governor, is on the road to a full recovery and is recuperating at his home in Allegheny County, he won't be doing any campaigning over the big weekend. The Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission projecting nearly 6 million motorists will be using that highway from now through the early part of next week. Road crews in both Pennsylvania and New York will be suspending construction projects for the 4th of July holiday, and state police, well, it won't take a holiday. They'll be stepping up patrols, checking for drunk drivers, distracted drivers, and seatbelt compliance, among other things. Out of New York, Count Erie County, New York Comptroller, among those bracing for an expected economic recession. Democrat Kevin Hardwick tells WIBV that that's how things appear to be adding up to him.
It's just a series of things. I look out and I see it and I say, you know, we ought to tell the legislature that, you know, the days of wine and roses may be over, that we have to temper our expectations and prepare to cut back a little bit.
Hardwick says despite the humanitarian hardship it caused, the pandemic did prove to be a bit of a fiscal boon for local governments due to the federal aid that it prompted, but that local governments also need to brace for fiscal reality as that aid dries up. A woman who stole $105,000 from the Wyoming County Chamber of Commerce has found out the punishment for her crime. Yesterday, a judge sentenced 45-year-old Kelly Ashcraft to up to 7 years in prison for grand larceny, up to 6 years in custody for forgery, and up to 4 years behind bars for falsifying business records, though all of those sentences will run concurrently. Finger Lakes environmental activists are claiming victory after the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation yesterday denied an air permit to Green Ridge's Bitcoining mining operation in the Yates County community of Dresden. That operation on Seneca Lake, powered by an old fossil fuel burning power plant there, requires DEC approval to operate, but the permit they're operating under expired last year. Yvonne Taylor with the nonprofit group Seneca Lake Guardian says the denial sends a powerful message.
The message, the victory, is that New York State is not going to allow retired power plants to start back up and start mining for cryptocurrency in the middle of a climate crisis.
Crypto mining consumes large amounts of electricity to power the banks of computers necessary for the operation. Greenridge will continue to operate while appealing the DEC denial. Taylor says her group will fight that appeal as well. Jumanji in Western New York. A couple of weeks after a 9-foot-long boa constrictor came slithering into a Derby, New York backyard, comes this.
Wednesday, troopers got a call at about 6 o'clock. Local fishermen at the Clarencetown Park right off Main Street ended up getting a call for an alligator, or at least a possible alligator.
Well, it was more than possible. State Trooper James O'Callaghan tells WGRZ-TV it was indeed a gator in the waters of Clarencetown Park. In fact, turned out to be two of them buzzing around there, both about 3 feet long. The DEC was quickly summoned. They had to euthanize those animals. Gina Latuca with the Erie County SPCA says the non-native reptiles were most likely abandoned by their owners once they got too big to handle.
They don't realize how nasty these animals can become when they reach maturity. They don't realize the size that they're getting into with some of these animals.
Well, Latuca reminds exotic pet owners that it's illegal and dangerous to abandon such creatures in the wild. And speaking of large animals, quite the catch in the Finger Lakes recently. An Albion, New York man reeled in an 8-pound, 6-ounce smallmouth bass from Cayuga Lake. That is a new state record, beating the old one by a couple of ounces. Bass season opened 2 weeks ago in New York, and they're a very popular target for anglers because of the fearsome fight they put up once they're hooked. Your nightly market report is next, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Wisconsin-based Kohl's is calling off its sale agreement with Franchise Group. The chairman of the board at Kohl's made that announcement this morning, saying the company canceled the sale because of market volatility. Franchise Group offered Kohl's $60 a share for the company earlier this year. Meantime, Kohl's stock took a bath on Wall Street as a result. Stocks closed higher after a roller coaster day on Wall Street. Home builders' stocks led markets higher as the major indices reversed earlier losses. A drop in Treasury yields helped boost sentiment ahead of the holiday weekend. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 321 points, closing at 31,097. The S&P added 39 points to 3825. The NASDAQ rose 99 points to 11,127. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Details are available at ambassadoradvisors.com. This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Do you own a lot or only a little? Hi, I'm Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute. Well, that's a trick question because you really don't own anything. Scripture teaches that God is the owner of everything there is. Psalm 24, verse 1 tells us the earth is the Lord's and all that it contains. Our job, yours and mine, is to be faithful stewards over what belongs to God. How do we know if we're being faithful? Well, that's what Christian discipleship in the area of money is all about. Learning the stewardship principles of God's Word and putting them into practice. As we do, we will, over time, become wise and faithful stewards. Faithful stewardship in finances is really about becoming a mature and obedient disciple of Jesus Christ, the one who is Lord over all. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free MoneyWise app. You'll find it on our website at moneywise.org.
All right, thank you much. And still to come on the 5 o'clock report, spaghetti for two, a la Lady and the Tramp.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. We head into the 4th of July weekend with some natural fireworks on tap for tonight into tomorrow. But sunshine for the remainder of the weekend and some seasonable and reasonable temperatures. Our call for tonight, mainly cloudy and humid. Showers and thunderstorms across the area, some with local downpours, hit and miss, low temp 60s and low 70s. Showers and storms push south of the region during the day tomorrow and from north to south. Clouds give way to some sunshine with lowering humidity and high temperatures near 80. Sunday and for Monday the 4th, plenty of sunshine and pleasant with high temperatures both days ranging from the middle 70s to the middle 80s.
All right, thank you very much, Kevin Williams. There have already been some severe storms rumbling around south-central Pennsylvania area, so do you want to keep an eye on the sky through the evening? Finally, at 5.
Now, here you are, the best spaghetti in a town.
The classic scene in Disney's 1955 epic Lady and the Tramp was the inspiration recently for a Belgian housing association, which broke a rather weird Guinness World Record for, drumroll please, the largest number of couples to simultaneously eat a single strand of spaghetti, just like in the movie. Upgrade Real Estate gathered the purse-lipped pasta pairs at the Flanders Expo. Each couple then dutifully shared a single strand of spaghetti, slurping their way toward the middle until their lips met in an Italian kiss. A Guinness observer was on hand to make sure none of the macaroni munchers broke the spaghetti strand until their lips officially touched, and they had to make sure they did it within 30 seconds. No word on whether any of them went back for seconds. That's the world we live in for Friday, July 1st, 2022. Thank you very much for joining us, and we hope you have a blessed Independence Day weekend. I'm Mark Webster, Family Life News.